broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for January the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our 2 at 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but embrace restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. What we need is less government, folks. What we need is more freedom for the people, less regulations. Man, it's a row to hoe in our modern society, but if anybody can get it done, it's we, the American people. Welcome to the broadcast. Kurt Crosby's with me. Kurt?
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Before we get
By
to
the
our,
way, yeah. During the break, I was going to tell you, my wife had made some of her famous homemade bran muffins, and they were hot out of the oven, you know, and man, if you, I would have a hard time finding a better muffin in the whole world, at least in my 15, almost 9 years of experience. And so if you want the recipe, you know, just always, you can always email us, right, Sam?
Email kurt@libertyroundtable.com. He'll bust out and send you the recipe.
Yeah.
He but should be offering to make the muffins for you, but, you know.
Oh, man. I'll do that.
Go the extra mile.
You want to come by, you know, come by and we'll have muffins.
Kurt Crosby will feed you.
But you want to put a generous amount of
honey,
good old butter on there.
Raw honey and butter, yeah.
They're, you don't even need the honey because
they're
so sweet.
Kurt, they say you're going to get fat doing
it. But they're good. Man, I'll tell you what. It's a great way to die, you know what I mean?
Wow. Actually, it's a great way to live if you want to know the nutritional reality.
Yeah, good.
All right, quick, a couple of stories, then our guest. I guess Gophers football players face expulsion, 1 year suspension over sexual assault allegations. And that's the headline. Now, they say 5 of the 10 University Minnesota football players suspended from the team. Anyway, it's a big old long story. This girl basically complains they all sexually abused her. They basically had a dozen men have sex with her and take advantage of her, and it's a horrible story. Yep. The problem with the stories, Kurt, is oftentimes these are allegations and not substantiated, no burden of proof delivered, no... anyway, and so she went to the cops right after it happened. They did rape test her. They came back positive that she was raped or whatever. But then the problem with the story falls apart in the details, Kurt.
Well, yeah, at least in my opinion, you know, of course, there's the whole consensual thing and saying that, you know, he said, she said. But, you know, they forget to point out in this whole story that they shouldn't be participating in anything like this at all. If they're not married, they shouldn't be together, and they shouldn't be doing any of this, and then there wouldn't be these troubles. Now, most of the time, you find alcohol and or other
So here's how the story starts
at the
out.
Bottom of it.
It starts out with this girl, and according to police reports and the girl's testimony, she said this. The girl drank 5 to 6 shots.
Yeah.
Of vodka, and then she headed out with her roommates to go out and party for the night.
Trouble.
She then went with 2 football players to an apartment, and, well, he asked her to go up to his apartment. Now, I'm just asking you, and I'm not defending what happened here in any way. Don't misunderstand me. But this girl drinks 5 to 6 shots, which really means maybe 7 or 8. Who knows? Because she's just telling you, I think I had 5 to 6 shots. She might have had a lot more than that. Who knows? But then she gets with these football players. Then they bring her back to this common area of the apartment. And the guy says, hey, will you come into my apartment with me? What he's really saying is, will you come up to my bedroom or the crib with me, right? Now, I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying, in my mind, if you're a woman alone, first off, you don't drink a bunch of alcohol. Secondly, you don't get with a football player and then agree to go to his room. Now, she claims she had no intentions of doing anything, but come on. Now, she said she felt panic when he walked her into his bedroom.
Yeah, she should have felt panic when she did the five or seven shots.
And then the panic when she went home with the guy and panic when she went up to the, you know, and all along the way. Now, ask why she didn't leave. Well, there was no protest, they say. She didn't leave. She didn't protest. She never told him, no, stop. None of that. At some point, they got involved. At some point, all these other men got introduced to the event. Mm. Now, she says she has pleas for help. But then about an hour and a half later, she said she was allowed to leave. She called her sister. Sister said, go to the hospital. Now, the man said he was involved with the woman, but it was consensual. For proof of the consent, listen.
Yeah.
The football player played them three separate videos in which she was lucid, taken that morning. She was alert, somewhat playful, and fully conscious. After viewing two additional videos, say the investigators, they say that it must have been consensual. Now, four other players got interviewed. They claim that the involvement was consensual as well. All right, now, here's the problem. I'm not defending in any way, ever, of anybody taking liberties with somebody against their will, okay? Don't go there. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, though, is why is this a national news story? This is so convoluted of who's right, who's wrong. The real issues have nothing to do with the discussion at hand because I don't even know what the truth is here. My guess is it was more consensual than she admits. However, she, used the elixir of indiscretion. And as a result, you know what? She didn't have her proper faculties with her, but she did give consent. And you put all that together and say, well, what do you do with all that? Well, what you do is you take it in my mind and bring the story to the mainstream press and you discuss how horrible alcohol is, how horrible getting alone with people of the opposite sex is, and you point the moral high ground of, you know what? I mean, what is this boy thinking if this girl gets drunk? I'm sure she's, you know, involved with him along the way. They go back to his area, then he invites her up to his apartment, and he's thinking all the way that she's for this. And she may say that I wasn't for it, I never said I was for it, but every action indicates otherwise. That does not justify if it was non-consensual. But I'm telling you, these scenarios become top-notch in the news because they have sexual exploitation involved, because they push the rape culture narrative, because they are salacious, because. But we never talk about the moral reality of this. We've got
the
Becky.
Solutions.
Absolutely. Yeah. The moral reality.
Yeah, and Sam, I'll tell you what, this whole thing almost threatened to stop the whole American economy because this football team was going to not even, play in a bowl game. I mean, imagine bowl games going down. This was when they were told that the certain numbers of them would be kicked off the team or whatever. And so the whole team was like, hey, we're not going to play in the bowl game. I mean, imagine America without bowl games. I mean, you can sure see the troubles there. I mean, we just averted a real disaster.
Could be an absolute blessing, by the way. Maybe the nation could start to focus on something important. That's a whole nother point.
Good point.
But anyway, Becky Akers, well-known commentator, well-known author, fun to be with. An anarchist by views. However, anarchist doesn't mean what you think it means. She's not for government. That doesn't mean she's for tyranny or everybody running around all crazy. She just believes the private sector and individuals can make their own decisions and take care of their own issues without government. Nevertheless, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, Becky.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
Now, one of the criticisms we get is you guys are just a bunch of pig, misogynistic men. And therefore, you're just apologizing for the rape culture. We intend to do no such thing. However, we do intend to break this down in a meaningful way. And we thought your input as a female, as a woman, as a wife, as a et cetera, as a Christian woman, might have some impact. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a tremendous amount of blame that feminists should bear in stuff like this. They have pounded home for decades now that there is no difference between men and women, and that men are just robots, and a woman can pirouette around them naked, and they'll just, the right kind of man and the good man and the PC man will simply ignore that. And they have convinced women that they can let their guards down and they can do all the things men can do. They can go back with men to their rooms and just be one of the boys, and nothing is going to happen. I lay all of this firmly at the feet of feminists, but men and women should...
All right, hold on. We'll give you a chance to continue in seconds. Becky Akers with us, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so we're talking about this story where these football players were involved with this girl. They claim it was all consensual. It was rape. It was who knows what. It's a big old news story. I believe they've got it all wrong with the discussion points. Becky Akers, well-known author, writer, good friend, Christian woman, wife, dedicated to her husband. Becky Akers is the author of Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold, the revolutionary new novels. Hailstorm, one book about Nathan Hale, incredible book, by the way, and Abducting Arnold, the true story about Benedict Arnold, telling you a lot that you may not know about who he is and his character and everything else. Maybe history's twisted. Read them and check it out. Get them before they're banned. Anyway, Becky, you were mentioning that the feminists have a lot of responsibility here that's simply being overlooked. Go ahead.
Well, feminists have convinced women that they can behave any way they want to, and a good man will not take advantage in any way. And they have convinced men that women are out there and want to go to bed just as much as men do, and women are the equivalent to men and men to women, and we should all just be one big happy sex orgy all the time. And so anytime I read a story like this or hear about it, I lay a lot of the blame on feminists, but let me say that the individual participants also should have a lot more common sense, okay? Men and women all, whatever our ages, we need to realize we're being fed a lot of baloney and propaganda. If you are a young woman and you are buying the feminist claptrap, you need to take a good look at the world and you need to see it doesn't work the way feminism says it does. If you take feminism literally and you consider yourself the same as a man and you are free to go back with a man to his room, you need to understand what your actions are saying, okay? And it's a whole lot louder than any feminist motto about, I'm just like you are and I can do whatever I please, and as a woman I am free and I am independent and I can just behave the way I want to. If you are a young man, you need to realize that the system is stacked against you. You need to realize that if you want to go to bed, you need to find a wife and marry her. That's the only time you're going to be safe. And even then, you had better be very, very careful about the kind of wife you choose. But this idea that has been put forth by the feminist movement that people can join together overnight and couple and walk away with no consequences is straight from the pit of hell. It is an incredible deception. It violates human nature. It violates common sense. And those people who are in college or college age and buying into this, you are setting yourselves up for a lifetime of misery. And occasionally, like these people in this story, you are setting yourself up for ruining your entire life.
Wow. Do you see why we have Becky on the radio, ladies and gentlemen?
I couldn't. Man, I'll tell you what, if you could just teach everybody what she just taught.
And just think how valuable. And that's the point. This story, all they focus on is all the salacious details and how many men, you know, violated this woman and how she got all alcoholed up. And, you know, they almost act like it's a rite of passage celebratory story. And I say it's absolutely evil. And they don't point out about God or about women not getting drunk or about men, you know, not taking liberties with women. Look, he shouldn't have taken her home and invited her up to his bedroom in the first place. Okay?
She shouldn't have gone with him.
Agreed. And so my point is, I'm not attacking the woman here. I'm saying both genders have an absolute responsibility. In the past, yesteryear, the days of Patrick Henry, the days of Nathan Hale, Becky, if this guy even walked up to her without knowing her and called her first name, she would be offended. She'd be like, you know what? I don't even know you. How dare you call on me like that? How dare you be so offensive? Why don't you find somebody that knows us, that can introduce us properly? She wouldn't even take him calling her by first name comfortably. Am I accurate on this?
Where were the parents in all this, too? You know, women back then, you were protected by your parents until you moved into your husband's home. And this modern idea that, you know, you're 18, you go off by yourself to college, and your parents stay away, and they have no further influence over you. Actually, the parents I see, you know, even before that, parents of teenagers and parents of young girls, I'm just horrified by them usually. They act as though they don't care that much about their kids. You know, the kid is able to go out at 8 years old and wear a outfit that she looks like a prostitute. Now, I live in New York City, and I see this constantly. It may be different in more conservative areas of the country.
Not that I see. It's out of control everywhere.
And I just want to say to a mother, do you understand the message you're teaching your daughter to project? Do you understand that you're basically setting her up to be sexually assaulted when she's, you know, 15, 16? There's a wonderful, wonderful story in Corrie Ten Boom's book, The Hiding Place. She talks about being on a train with her father, and she's a little girl, 8 or 9 years old, and she asks him a question about sex, and he tells her, you're not old enough to hear this. And she says, well, you should tell me. I have this question. I'm curious. And he says, Corrie, reach up into the overhead bin there and get our suitcase down. And she says, but I can't, Papa. It's too heavy. And he says the same thing back to her. He says, this information is too heavy for you. I'm not going to tell you about it now, but when you're older and able to handle it, I will.
And I agree with that, but what he needs to add to that is not only is it too heavy of a topic and too much responsibility for you right now, what I would say to my 8-year-old daughter about sex is I would say this. It is designed by God for a husband and wife, a one-man, one-woman marriage. It is designed for them to be brought together in love in that marriage and to be used nowhere else. I'm going to say it again, to be used nowhere else. And with that wonderful power God has given us, he's blessed us with the ability to have children, to partner with him in his children, and to raise them, to teach them, to love them. And so, Corey, as my daughter, what I would say is, when you get old enough for a husband, it'll be time to learn all about husband and wife responsibilities. For now, though, what you need to do is watch mom and dad. We're far from perfect, but we will show you how a relationship should be. Equals before God and before government. Standing together with absolute differences that are complementary, not divisive or divisive, not at odds, but complementary to one another to create God's perfect plan, Corey. And you know what? As you grow older, I will teach you all about that to the best of my ability. And the reason that I do that is because you've got to tie these morals to a greater source of authority than ourselves or government or anybody else for them to understand that we don't make the rules. It's up to us to learn them and live by them. It's up to us to apply them, because if we do, happiness is the result, Becky.
Absolutely, and it infuriates me and saddens me to see the deliberate stripping of innocence that goes on in this culture of very young children, let alone teenagers, let alone girls 11 or 12, deliberately stripping innocence from them. And it's done under the guise of sex education in school, and it's done under the guise of, well, this is a mature theme for mature audiences, and all of this kind of stuff, and the horrible sewer that is popular culture, stripping the innocence from our children. And I want to say to parents, why aren't you protecting your kids from this? Why do you allow television in your home? Do you understand the filth that's coming over that? And you're allowing your kid to sit in front of that hours on end and absorb all that? What does that say to a child? Look at just the popular culture. I was out with my niece, who was about, 4 years old at the time. We were walking down a street in New York City, and there was an ad from Calvin Klein underwear with a man almost naked. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Who puts that kind of ad out there for little children to see? And she looked up at me and she said, Becky, that's a bad man. He needs to get some clothes on. And thank God that
from
she
had
to teach her that.
From the mouths of babes, and a child shall lead them, I think they say. Becky Akers with us, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting, riveting talk radio at your fingertips. Ladies and gentlemen, check out Becky Akers' books. Look for them online. Type in Becky Akers and Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold. They're incredible. Back in a flash.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Now that the Republicans are poised to control the White House and both chambers of Congress, GOP leaders are promising once again to make repealing Obamacare an early priority, and they have the means to do so. But this is just the beginning of a very ambitious agenda, reports Fox News. The Republican-led Congress will also look at a tax overhaul, reversing Obama-era environmental regulations and other conservative priorities. However, such efforts will have to share center stage with the Senate confirmation hearings for Trump's cabinet picks in the days and months that follow the president-elect's swearing-in. Ironically, confirming Trump's choices should be easier for Republicans after Democrats changed the Senate's filibuster rules in 2013. Still, Democrats have pledged to fight many of the nominations, highlighting what they call the hypocrisy of Trump's populist message and his wealthy corporate favoring nominees for several posts, observes Fox News. Trump's appointments will include Reagan administration veteran Robert Lighthizer to serve as U.S. Trade Representative. In addition to his time as Deputy Trade Representative under Reagan, Lighthizer, a high-powered corporate attorney in Washington, has been vice chairman of the board of the Overseas Private Investment Corporation and is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Heck yeah, spot on talk radio at your fingertips, ladies and gentlemen. Riding shotgun on the broadcast today, Becky Akers doing a great job. Check out her incredible books, Hailstorm, and the other one, Abducting Arnold. Wow, incredible historical fiction pieces that are just a pleasure to read. All right, we talked about these football players that face expulsion over these sexual assault allegations. Now, I don't blame just the woman. I think she's got a part to blame. She shouldn't get all drunk. She shouldn't dress, whatever. She shouldn't be tempting these men. I mean, in all fairness, you know, when you get the wrong circumstances, a woman's wiles, very, very difficult to resist by design, I might add. But what you shouldn't do is manipulate the circumstances to make it irresistible. In other words, don't be in those situations and, you know, hey, you can handle it. All I'm telling you is that then the woman going back with the men, getting alone with the men, all these things are her mistakes. They're wrong. She should know better at every turn. The men have the same responsibility. They should never try to coax a girl, taunt a girl, entice a girl, whatever you want to say, into those situations either. They should be men that would respect their virtue, their modesty, their morality, etc. In days gone past, they wouldn't even be able to be seen together alone or scandal would erupt. He wouldn't even be able to just call her by name or hang out with her without a proper introduction and appropriate permission to call on her, etc. We used to not even be able to say pregnant on TV. Now where are we? Okay. Now, just so everybody doesn't think I'm a sexist, I think the man has just as much, if not more, responsibility than the woman does. I also think society has a tremendous responsibility here. This poor boy grows up thinking he's a man if he seduces every woman he can. And the girl, you know what? Number one, she can play away just like he can. Don't worry, when you're 35, you can decide to settle down and get married and possibly have one kid or something. Unless your career is more important, then, you know. Okay, they're taught this their whole lives. This is acceptable in our society. It's evil. Pure, absolute, unequivocal evil. So I blame society significantly for this as well. There's plenty of blame to go around. Now, I bring up another story, though, so that everybody doesn't think I'm a sexist and a racist and a misogynist and whatever word they want to call me next for standing for God, family, and country. Here's the interesting story. The article that I saw is written by a lady named Sarah Vallone. And Sarah Vallone documents this gentleman named Dale Partridge. And he's a husband. Now, Dale is very well known. He got fired from 15 jobs. But then he's created multiple multi-million dollar businesses. Okay? So he says the culture has entrepreneurship all wrong. It isn't about chasing the almighty dollar. It's not about making money. It's about making time. I'd rather make $200,000 a year and work 10, 15, 20 hours a week than work $2 million and get 60 hours a week, he says. It's about the time. It's about spending time with your loved ones. By the way, the guy's got over 290,000 Facebook fans and well over 130,000 followers on Twitter. He was named one of the most influential people on social media by, believe it or not, the liberal rag, the Huffington Post. Now, his most recent words of encouragement were directed to stay-at-home mothers. And he acknowledges how much work it takes to be one. He talks about his wife, who is a stay-at-home mom. He says, "My wife spends her whole week serving me and our children." He says, "I spend all week literally serving the bills." Most men think that's a fair trade, but he goes on to say, "I doubt it." Husbands, we are no more entitled to a restful weekend than our wives. Just because you have the badge of honor of paying the bills and a breadwinner, that does not offer you the luxury of getting home, sitting in the lazy chair, and ignoring your wife while she ends up working 24/7. As Partridge points out, while the breadwinner in the family may be the one who brings in a consistent paycheck, his job ends, hers never does. Okay? Their work week is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yesterday, this gentleman goes on and he says, "I heard a man say the church is a hospital for sick people." He says, "I couldn't disagree more. The church is not a hospital. Rather, it's medical school. It's where we learn how to deal with the world, where we learn how to love our families, where we learn guidance on how to care for those around us in a meaningful way." He says, "Believe it or not, stay-at-home moms deserve rest as much, if not more, as the husband does." Now listen, so husband Dale Partridge, who works all week, says, "There's a gift that too many men steal from their wives on the weekend, and that is helping out. Let both of you rest together, love together, and work together." He finishes his post by saying, "God commands that it's okay to rest. Just make sure you're not the only one doing it." Now, in my opinion, that's spot on. I believe men and women should share together equally. They have different responsibilities. That's fine. But you know what? Personal adaptation based on disability and circumstances all play a role. But we need to realize this is not about being sexist or misogynist or giving men passes and women being held accountable more so. It's about learning to treat all of God's children with dignity, celebrating the male and female that he created, understanding that they're complementary roles, not adversarial, and working together in a way that could truly restore happiness. This is Solutions Radio. Becky, what do you think of this guy?
Well, I would agree. I have to say I'm always puzzled at married couples who fight over things like who's going to do which job. I had two parents who were tremendously in love with one another. They never, ever exchanged a crossword that I heard. Never contradicted each other, pampered each other. They would race to see who could do something first so that the other one didn't have to. And my father loved my mother completely. She died when I was 18. They had only 20 years of marriage. He has never even dated another woman since. And I have that example before me all the time. And I always actually come home and cry when I see husbands and wives who take each other for granted, who treat each other as though life is endless, who do not appreciate one another, who fight with each other. And I wonder why the Lord took my mother from a perfect marriage and leaves these other marriages where the people are enemies. Husbands and wives look on each other as enemies. So I will tell you, it happens that yesterday was the anniversary of my mother's, she basically died of brain cancer when I was 18, and yesterday was the anniversary of her surgery, and she was in a coma for 10 days. So this is before she died, and this is a very hard time of year for me. And if I see people, a husband and wife, fighting now, not taking each other seriously not attending to one another's needs, it just breaks me up. I plead with you, if you are blessed enough to have a spouse, treat that spouse as a gift from God. That spouse doesn't want to do the dishes, you do them. That spouse doesn't like to take the garbage out, you do it. Be a servant to that spouse and prize the time you have together, because it doesn't last all that long.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a legacy that Becky's parents have set forth. You've been married for quite a while too, right?
I try to practice every single day what my parents taught me, and I find it fascinating that other people my age do the same thing, okay? And what's fascinating to me about that is if your parents divorced, you basically treat your spouse contemptibly, and you're going to divorce too. And if your parents loved each other, you basically love your spouse. So I would urge parents to remember that as well. When you fight in front of your children, you're teaching them that's how you treat a spouse. When you refuse to reconcile, when you seek lawyer's advice on divorcing, that's what you're teaching your spouse. Don't try to fix things. Run away. Ditch this person you pledged your life to. Okay, these are horrible lessons. When you disrespect your husband or wife in front of your children, you're teaching them this is what you do to a spouse. And you know what? You are setting them up for a lifetime of sorrow. I have a good friend, dear friend, that with whom I grew up. That's what her parents taught her. They hated one another. They made no bones about it. They fought constantly. They did stay together, so I give them that credit. But they each led their own lives. They cheated on each other, hated each other. She has had one of the most miserable marriages I have ever seen because she does the same thing to her husband. They haven't divorced. Neither did her parents, and his parents didn't divorce either. But again, I see them reenacting her parents' roles. She hates her husband. She hates all men. Her mother was a feminist and raised her to hate men. That's what she does. What a horrific foundation for a marriage feminism has created in our society.
Now, we realize there's exceptions to every circumstance. It's possible that the parents set a great example and someone still gets divorced. Or you know, we understand that sometimes it takes two to tango. Sometimes even if you're doing your very best, you can't control everything. We're talking about a societal pattern that we've set ourselves up as individuals for failure. And the solution is to return to God's law. God put marriage together. He didn't create divorce. That was a man's creation. There are ways, ladies and gentlemen, to restore the family, to protect one another, to celebrate but appreciate the male and female sexes that he created, and find a way for them to live happily together, folks. Hang on.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me.
for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped. And having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, Solutions Radio at your fingertips always. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and one of our award-winning news services, LibertyNewsDaily.com. We're putting together the most salient content in the world today when it comes to restoring the principles of liberty. I appreciate the Christians, but a lot of them just don't have the guts to stand up like they need to. I'm a Christian as well. I know there's Christian doctrinal differences between many of us. We've got to let the differences go, folks. We're not really interested to break down the keys to theology and get a fight in a fight about it. We are interested in the principles that we all agree on. The Ten Commandments, for starters. The principles that made America great, for starters. The principles that keep families together. We got a lot of work ahead of us. Kurt, do you want to finalize your thoughts on this real quick?
You know, I don't really know for sure what to say more, except for I sure appreciate and echo Becky's, words. She's got lots of wisdom. She's learned it from her parents, and then she's passing it on and to all of us, even.
Now, Kurt, how long have you been married?
This year will be our 36th year.
And just so I understand, same woman the whole time and everything?
Well, you know, that's always interesting is the whole Mormon thing. People think, well, you know, you guys with a whole bunch of wives or whatever. No, we have one wife, and we've been married the whole time. And we've got six boys and five girls and working on 19, almost 20 grandkids.
Now, society would lie and say that's boring, Kurt.
Yeah, I know they would. But
you're not bored with her,
good is called evil,
huh?
And evil is called good.
You're not bored with her, Kurt?
No, I find her more fascinating now than ever.
That's phenomenal. Now, I'm in a couple of months, it'll be my 25th year wedding anniversary. And I'm more in love with her than when we started. Not because I didn't love her a lot when we started, when I got to know her and learn, you know, love her. It's because my love has grown in its maturity and its understanding. We've been through thick and thin together. We've been through heartache of problems with family and life and circumstances and health and everything else. But we've also had some incredible, wonderful experience. Overall, I would say, hey, I'm almost 50 years old, and it's the 25 years of marriage is the best half of my life for sure. And you want to finalize anything on this, Becky?
Well, I think that those who are listening and who are angry at a spouse or considering divorce should listen to you, too. That's been my experience, too, that you just grow closer and closer in marriage. People who leave a marriage after 2 or 3 years, well, it's just not working. And it's not what I thought it would be. And, you know, he's not fun anymore. You are jipping yourself out of the best part of life. You're hardening your own heart. You are not going to be happy with other people after this. You may think you can find a second spouse, but if you treat him the same way and you leave him, you're just setting yourself up for a lifetime of disillusionment and disappointment. You know something else? It's been fascinating to me to watch two different friends who have husbands. Both of the husbands dated and slept with, dating now is a euphemism for sleeping with, a large number of women. One of them, it was about four women. The other one, it was in excess of 30, okay? Both husbands could not commit to their wives. Both husbands said, you know what? And I heard this directly from each of the men in different circumstances, but both of them said in my hearing, everybody else left me. Why won't she? Okay? When you date, when you get emotionally close to someone and you go to bed with that person and you treat it as a marriage in all but name, okay? This is not what the Word of God ever allows. The Word of God's very clear. We don't do this. And the reason for that is there's not only physical fornication, there is emotional fornication. And when you fornicate emotionally, when you get close to one person dating and then break up, you are setting yourself up to do the same thing in your future marriage, okay? So I'm to the point, Sam and Kurt, where I would advise anyone who's looking for a spouse, don't date. Don't get that close to somebody. You should be doing things in groups. Pick a likely person that you'd like to know better and get to know him in a group or her in a group. But I would stay away from close emotional dating where you are dependent on a person. When you're getting to the point where you depend on that person, you need to get married to that person. And stop this senseless, I go out with this guy on Tuesday and this guy on Friday and this other guy, and then I break up with all of them and I start all over again. You are conditioning your heart for hardness. And when the right person comes along, you're going to be ruined for that person.
And when you're in the group setting, that pressure, attraction, that overwhelming desire that God put in place for the right time and the right place with the right person can be perverted by Satan and destroy your life. It's that simple. It's a fire is a wonderful thing when it's in the fireplace. That fire is wonderful when it's in the bonds. I'm sorry, not the bonds. Within the bounds that the Lord has set. Within matrimony. And that fire outside of the fireplace is nothing but destructive and disastrous outside of those circumstances. But you know what? If the world had their way, they wouldn't even let us continue to talk about these principles and these things. They want to shut us down entirely. In fact, some students are in trouble over a beach ball, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And, you know, I guess you could say almost speechless when I listened to Becky's good counsel and, you know, her words of wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, the headline from Bob Unruh and the WorldNet Daily Boys headline, students threatened with arrest over beach ball. A lawsuit has been filed against Grand Valley State University. There, if you don't know where they are, they're in Allendale, Michigan. Officials there threaten students for failing to restrict their free speech to the 0.03% of the campus set aside for that constitutional right. And it was a beach ball that triggered the confrontation. Yep. Anyway, the defendants, they tell you the different ones and all this stuff. And the Alliance Defending Freedom is who's fighting on behalf of these, what's called the Turning Point USA chapter at the school. Apparently, imagine these people thinking they could speak freely outside of some little proposed free speech zone, Sam. Wow.
And then the story goes on and talks about, though, if you want to protest Donald Trump, then you can go ahead and bust out and do it anywhere you want to. Right, Kurt?
Yeah, I guess these kids, they think the term freedom of speech means freedom of speech. I mean, imagine them thinking
Becky,
that.
What are they thinking?
Well, I am hopeful that with the lunacy that the progressive left showed prior to and following the election, I'm hoping they have lost so much credibility that the American populace will rise up against them. You know, so much of this PC nonsense is social pressure. And yes, some of it has been codified in law, but a lot of it's just social pressure. You can't say this particular word, and you can't do this particular thing, and you can't treat someone this particular way. Not because there's anything immoral about it, but just because Marxism doesn't permit it. Okay, I'm hoping that Americans will grow a spine and stand up against these people. They have lost all credibility. I don't think they ever had any, but they certainly had a lot of authority they claimed over folks and over social mores. we have to understand they've lost all that, okay? They are silly and nonsensical. We need to laugh at them, and whatever they tell us not to do, we need to say, sorry, I don't take my marching orders from you. I take them from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, I can act this way, and he doesn't have any problem with X, Y, Z that you're objecting to, so I don't either, okay? I plead with Americans, grow a spine, stand up to these totalitarians, and tell them I'm not cooperating with you any longer.
Kurt, you want to add to this?
Imagine Americans growing a spine. When you think about what Becky's just said and the idea that, Americans think that freedom of speech means freedom of speech, not just the 0.03% of the, campus, like in this story. And really, it looks like to me, Becky and Sam, that we've got, this whole freedom thing out of control in some areas. And I'm talking about, when we say, well, we can allow, all this, they call it freedom of speech when somebody's up there naked or something. And yet, we can't have somebody talking about God, family, country, because that gets people upset, so they've ought to be in their little free speech zones. It's just up is down and down is up. Good is called evil and evil is called good.
And that tells us where all this PC stuff originates, in the pit of hell. Let me also ask why any parent is paying these schools, these universities. If you have a child, your child belongs either in a Christian university or in a university, and your dollars should be going to universities that do not permit this type of brainwashing and nonsense. And if you can't find a school like that, put your kid in a room with the great books of Western civilization, starting with the Bible, and have him read those for 4 years. He will be far better educated than anything these brainwashing Marxist institutions turn out.
Amen to that. Nice work, Becky. That's good stuff. You know, it's a pleasure to have you, and we sure appreciate your efforts.
Amen to that. By the way, you got to get Becky Akers' books.
Yeah.
Kurt, you know what they are?
Well, you got Hailstorm.
Yeah, that's right.
And Defending
Abducting Arnold.
Abducting Arnold.
The two award-winning.
Arnold, Abducting Arnold.
Well, it's Defending Arnold, too, by the way. Two award-winning novels available now. Look for them by name, Becky Akers, Abducting Arnold. And then Becky Akers, Hailstorm. Incredible books. Becky, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam and Kurt. It's always an honor and a privilege.
Liberty Roundtable Live, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.